Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Danielle Sampaglia, and here's what's happening. A federal appeals court will hear arguments today on the constitutionality of New Jersey's county line ballot system. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty spoke with the man who brought this case to court, Congressman Andy Kim.
We're getting close to the conclusion in the federal lawsuit to stop ballot bracketing for the primary in New Jersey this year. Congressman Andy Kim says this comes down to fairness for him, and his suit alleges the state's current format, which provides important party endorsements in each county, is unfair.
You have just a handful of people. In some counties, just one person that is able to determine which candidate gets preferential placement. That's too much power for any person to have.
This all came about because Kim was running against the governor's wife, Tammy Murphy, to replace Senator Bob Menendez, and some county officials lined up to support her, though she ultimately dropped out. The federal appeals court can choose to uphold the previous judge's ruling to prevent ballot bracketing in the Democratic primary this year only, or reverse it. Some candidates on the Republican side are also suing to end the county line in a separate state suit. County officials arguing in favor of the line say many voters don't want to research candidates themselves and prefer to see who has been vetted by the party they support. A ruling is expected within a few days, according to sources following the cases. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two major gun makers have agreed to temporarily halt the sale of gun parts in Philadelphia and the neighboring Pennsylvania suburbs for 4 years. KYW's Nina Barati has the details.
Mayor Sherelle Parker announced Thursday city officials settled with gun part manufacturing companies Polymer 80 and JSD Supply, saying they served a role in supplying parts for ghost guns on the streets of Philadelphia.
90% of ghost guns recovered in Philadelphia are made or sold by those two companies.
Parts of these guns are often purchased without a background check and with no serial numbers. The city filed suit against the manufacturers in July, and the settlement is expected to be filed in court Friday. With the settlement, officials say JSD Supply agreed to not sell its products in Pennsylvania for 4 years, and Polymer 80 had a similar agreement in Philadelphia and nearby counties. Polymer 80 is also expected to pay $1.3 million, which Mayor Parker said will fund efforts to address gun violence. David Puccino with Giffords Law Center, who represented the city of Philadelphia in the lawsuit, says
they had been engaging in misconduct that was allowing the sale and transfer of these ghost guns. These are guns that don't have serial numbers, so they're not traceable, and they're products that were being sold without background checks.
The manufacturing companies did not return KYW's request for comment. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Love 'em or hate 'em, the Phillies tonight will debut their new blue and yellow City Connect jerseys. KYW's Mike DiNardo took to the streets to find out what fans think about the new unis.
The blue City Connect jerseys with the word Philly in a lightning bolt font just don't do it for Trey McGrail of Cape May.
I wouldn't say I'm too crazy about them. I mean, I'm a fan of the hats. I like how the pants fade into the jersey itself, but I mean, The actual jersey, I'm not a fan of the font.
Sienna of South Philly says she won't be buying one.
I'm one of those people that don't like the jerseys. I don't like the new colors. Even though they only wear it Fridays, I don't know. I just don't like it.
But Jerry Graham of Mount Airy loves it.
It looks good. I like the way the letters are. I just love all the colors together. It's a nice combination.
She says some people just don't like change.
And if the Phillies start to win in these uniforms, then...
I'm going
to
be, yes, the new uniforms did it.
In South Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYWLE News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Danielle Sampaglia. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.